Welcome to Covenant's Pulpit Ministry. Covenant Evangelical Free Church believes that the Bible is the Word of God and that God's Word is vital for life-transforming Christianity. We trust that you will grow to know the Word of God and, more importantly, the God of the Word as you hear this message today. May God bless you as you open your heart to His Word.
For each one can reach one as we follow after Christ. We all can lead one. Magandang umaga. Ah, you replied. Selamat pagi. Barakam. Zao shang hao. Good morning to all of us here in church and also those of us online. You know, that's the joy of being in home missions, because we get to speak the different languages. Different languages represent different nations. And we are so thankful that God has placed so many nations in our midst. And today we are indeed to look to this God of all nations and to await what He has to say to us. Because if Jesus today were to say to us to reach one, and to lead one to Him, will we say yes? Welcome to Covenant's Pulpit Ministry, and today is our second Missions Sunday. The theme for this year's Mission Sunday is that none should perish. And over three Sundays, starting from last Sunday, we are doing a missions mini-series where we have looked to the one God, reach the one person, and take the one step. Last Sunday, look to the one God. We understood the deep compassion of Jesus for the unreached and how we can carry His compassion in our hearts for the unreached, for the 3 billion people who have not heard the name of Jesus, that how we can go and pray for these nations and go to where the unreached are in the nations. Today we'll look at Jesus and His mission and what it means for us to reach that one person. The text is just two verses taken from Luke chapter 4. But allow me to read Luke chapter 4, verse 16 to 19 to give us the context. And I will read it from the Common English Bible. Jesus went to Nazareth, where He had been raised. On the Sabbath, He went to the synagogue as He normally did and stood up to read. The synagogue assistant gave Him the scroll from the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to liberate the oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19 is a citation from Isaiah 61, verse 1 to 2, and Isaiah 58, verse 6. And these were the words prophesying the Messiah's ministry. Now, Jesus, who is the Messiah, is applying these words to Himself. Hence, He declared in Luke chapter 4, verse 21, "Today, the scripture has been fulfilled just as you heard it." Jesus knew right from the start that His mission is to come and bring good news to the world of troubled people. He knew too that His mission is to come and seek and save the lost. But it's not just the mission of Jesus. Because in John chapter 20, verse 21, He said to His disciples, "As the Father sent me, so I am sending you." Jesus' mission continues even today. For you and me as His disciples, to reach one as we follow after Christ, so that we can lead one into God's kingdom. How are we then to reach the one person as we continue the mission of Jesus? Two actions to take: by going to who Jesus reaches, and by following what He does. Before I continue, would you join me in prayer As we commit ourselves to the Lord to ask Him to speak to us, let us pray together. Eternal God and Heavenly Father, open our eyes that we may see. Open our ears that we may hear. Father, would you keep our hearts so tender so that you may do the work in our hearts today as we receive your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. How are we to reach the one person as we continue the mission of Jesus? First, by going to who Jesus reaches. Jesus declares, He has sent me to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to liberate the oppressed. Now, who are the poor? The poor will refer to those who are socially and economically limited, who are in the limited environment of social and economic. And they're also the outcast in general. Who are the prisoners? Prisoners would be those symbolizing who are enslaved to sin. What about the blind? Who are the blind? The blind are not just the physically blind ones, but metaphorically, it is those who are spiritually blind, those who are without salvation. And who are the oppressed? These are the ones who are shattered and crushed. So from the Gospels, we can see Jesus ministering to these groups of people, the poor, the captives, the blind, and the oppressed. And Jesus reaches out one by one. Just to highlight a few examples from the Gospels where we see who Jesus reaches out to. Jesus healing the leper, the paralytic, the woman with the bleeding disorder. Jesus delivering the man with the unclean spirit in Capernaum. Jesus reaching out to the Samaritan woman. Jesus reaching out to the tax collectors like Levi and Zacchaeus. The lepers, the oppressed, those who are seen as taboo, either due to the illnesses that they have or because of cultural discrimination, like the woman with the bleeding disorder and the Samaritan woman. Even tax collectors who are associated with sinners. These are known to be the outcasts, the rejected in Jesus' time. Yet, Jesus seeks them out and reaches out to them. He seeks them out and reaches out to them. Jesus has exemplified for us how he reaches out to these ones with a heart of compassion, with no tinted lenses of prejudice or discrimination, but simply to meet them where they are. Who would be the lepers, the oppressed, the outcasts who are closer to home for us? Who would be the ones that Jesus is calling us to go and reach, putting aside our hesitations, putting aside our tinted lenses, putting aside our preconceived ideas, and simply to go and meet them where they are. I took these photos of migrant workers either when I'm on the bus or when I go for my walks. I take them not with the intention of putting them up on Unsplash so that you can use my photos, but I use them to always remind myself to pray for them. But you know, if years back, I wouldn't have made such an effort. In fact, I wouldn't even show any much concern about migrant workers. But it was an empty wallet that God used to break my heart. And since then, my view about migrant workers has changed. So if you would indulge me to share the story of this empty wallet. I was catching the last bus home from the bus interchange, and when the bus came, there was a migrant worker who was in front of me. He got onto the bus, and then he tapped his EZ-Link card, doo-doo, and it showed low value. And so quickly, the bus driver asked him, pay money, pay cash, pay cash. And then he took out his wallet, and me being a kippo, busybody, peeped into the wallet. And then when he opened the wallet, to my horror, the wallet was empty. And so the immediate reaction I was, okay, better take out my wallet and then try and get some coins and, you know, dong it into the container so that at least this worker will have a bus ride home. But before I could do anything, next moment, I saw that he left the bus because the driver had shoot him off the bus. Then it was my turn to tap my EZ-Link card, toot toot, high value. And I went up to the second deck of the bus. And I happened to look up. And I saw this worker. And he was looking so lost because that was the last bus. How was he going to go home? In my mind, I was thinking, is he going to walk back to the dormitory? Wouldn't the dormitory door or the gate be locked because it would have been past midnight or something? Then I went home with a very, very heavy heart because God showed me how marginalized these workers have been. And God broke my heart for what breaks His because of the helpless worker and the insensitive attitude of people towards such a helpless man. And since then, the Lord taught me something, that I am not to write off these people, but that I am to have a heart of compassion for them. That God has taught me to embrace them as part of my community in my neighborhood. Actually, come to think about it, maybe back then, God has already been preparing me to serve in the home missions today. But you know, there's still a deeper work that God was doing in my heart. Quite recently, a few covenanters, we actually had dinner with a few migrant brothers. And towards the end, you know, we're all going home. And then the brothers came to me and said, "Are you taking MRT? I was like, how should I answer? Because to be honest, at that time, I was still quite hesitant to take MRT with migrant brothers. And it didn't help when they say, "Oh, we're going back to Tuas," because I'm heading in that direction. I won't tell you which MRT I will alight from. And so, just when I was trying to think of an excuse, it's getting late, I'm going to take a Grab. But then I was torn. Must be a good testimony. Cannot take Grab, right? Must take MRT, right? But how? So just when I was thinking of every excuse I could to not take MRT, there was this prompting that came. "Kat, will you love them as I love them?" I knew that was a prompting from God. So off on to the MRT we went. And for the very, very first time, I was sitting next to four migrant workers and having conversation with them all the way to the station that I alight. Throughout the whole train journey, the passengers in the MRT were literally staring at me. But interestingly, there wasn't even a sense of embarrassment, not feeling out of place. Because I know that night, these migrant workers have become my friends. So much so, I even had a chance to talk to one of the brothers on the phone. And you know, they're very excited. They talk very loudly, right? And then they would tell, "This is my sister." And I said, "Hi, hello, hello," throughout the whole train ride. And when my station reached, and I alighted from the train, this worker said, "Good night, sister, and take care." That night, I knew God has peeled off another layer of prejudice and has placed over a layer of His love for these migrant workers. Who would be the lepers, the oppressed, the outcasts, the marginalized who are closer to us here at home? Who would be that one person that Jesus is calling us to go reach? Putting aside our hesitation, putting aside our tinted lenses, putting aside our preconceived ideas, and simply go and meet them where they are. There could be the foreign workers who diligently clean our HDB blocks, who will push and clear every bulky furniture that we leave at the void deck. or toiling in the hot sun and rain in the construction site. As of June 2024, there are about 440,000 of these workers in Singapore. They could be the rough sleepers who make void deck pavilions, playgrounds, their homes. Statistics have shown that every 100 persons in Singapore, about 9 are homeless, rough sleepers. They could be those who are financially in poverty. They could be those who are mentally, socially impaired. And the list of the marginalized can go on and on and on. Perhaps you have yet to take notice of them. Perhaps today the first step that we are to take is to ask God, would you open my eyes to look around and see, and to see with Christ's love and compassion. And then to ask God, God, who is that one person that you will lead me to? Who is that one person that you want me to reach out to? We are to continue the mission of Jesus, because Jesus has shown us how and what it means to reach out to that one person. Will we follow his example to go to that one person that we can reach? Who will be that one person? For each one can reach one as we follow after Christ. We can all lead one. How are we to reach the one person as we continue the mission of Jesus? First, by going to who Jesus reaches. Second, by following what Jesus does. Let's read Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19 again. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to liberate the oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. While Jesus reaches out to the poor, the prisoners, the blind, and the oppressed, meeting their needs with his love and compassion. It's one thing that he does that is fundamental to his mission, and that is to preach the good news. He is to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. It is believed to be synonymous to preaching the good news, that it is to proclaim in Christ the Messiah there is total forgiveness and total salvation. Jesus preached the good news to the paralytic. After Jesus has healed him, the words that he said to this paralytic man, by now he's able to walk, is that your sins are forgiven. Luke chapter 5, verse 20. To the Samaritan woman at the well, Jesus offered her the living water, the eternal life that is found in him. John chapter 4, verse 13 to 14. And to Zacchaeus, Jesus declared salvation upon him and his household. Luke chapter 19, verse 9. Jesus' mission is to call sinners to repentance. Jesus has come to seek and save the lost. Preaching the good news is fundamental to the mission of Jesus. To continue his mission, we likewise will follow what he does. But preaching the gospel, I believe, is not just verbal. Preaching the gospel can also be us living out the gospel, demonstrating Christ through our actions, our words, and in love. And we can share the love of Christ to bless, B-L-E-S-S. And that's where I would like to engage all of us. Shall we, if you remember, what is B-L-E-S-S? Shall we try it out together? B would be begin in prayer. L, listen. And E, our favorite, eat. S, serve. And the final S, to share. Share our story and to share the gospel. To show the love of Christ in action, in words, in love. It is all about being able to love that one person one step closer to the kingdom of God. Who is that one person that God is leading you to love him or to love her into the kingdom of God? Covenant Youth Ministry had their missions month in the month of August. And in that last Sunday of that missions month, they all went out to bless foreign workers. A 15-year-old CG invited 8 town council cleaners and have lunch together. And after the lunch, they even played table soccer together with the youths. And from the youth, they said the town council cleaners had a wonderful time interacting and having fun. Another 16-year-old CG befriended a group of domestic workers. In their listening of their stories, God gave them the opportunity to pray for this group of domestic workers. We're so thankful for our young people because they have demonstrated what Jesus has done. It's to go to those he reaches out to and preach the good news through their acts of kindness and even prayer. As God leads us to go to who he wants us to reach, he will direct us and he will tell us and show us how we can do so, how we are to preach the good news to these ones who are so, so close to his heart. And we are just simply to act in obedience, because we'll never know when that opportunity would be gone. Last February, a few Covenant young adults brought to our attention that they found a group of Central Asia students who were sleeping in an HDB void deck. And they had been rough sleepers for about a few months. And I remember when we first met them at Little India, I saw them only carrying a small little bag. My heart went out to them. Subsequently, our international students outreach team, together with the church community blessing and a few kind-hearted covenanters, came together and reached out to them, providing them with practical assistance. But because it was not possible for them to continue studying in Singapore due to financial constraints, they had to go home. But we are so thankful that before they left, we had an opportunity to show them the Jesus firm on Good Friday. Right now, these students have gone back home and have since moved on. Some of us are still keeping in touch with them, thankful for technology, right? But through it all, we are so thankful that the seed of the gospel has been planted in these students' hearts. And for them, that they will have experienced the love and hospitality from the Christians in Singapore and from a church, that they knew that there are people in Singapore who love them. Will we ever see them back here? I don't know. But one thing I know, they heard of this Jesus before they left. To quote Darrell L. Bock, the church call is but an extension of Jesus' mission. Indeed, we are to continue his mission to preach the gospel in words, in life, and in love. To continue to quote Bock, only as the church allows itself to be so led in reaching out to people, not by changing the essence of the message, but by thinking through the various ways God can reach those in need, will the church penetrate the various groups of lost people he calls us to reach. Go to who Jesus reaches. Who may be that one person that God is calling you to reach? Follow as Jesus does. Will we go and preach the good news and the salvation and hope that is found in Jesus through ways that God can use to reach this one person? For it is about loving that one person one step at a time into the kingdom of God. For each one can reach one. As we follow Christ, we can all lead one. After the super typhoon Haiyan in 2013, God has opened the door for Covenant EFC To be part of the discipleship and church planting movement in Eastern Samar, one of the poorest areas in the Philippines. And now our church planting partners have a vision to plant up to 10 new churches through the Global Fingerprint Child Sponsorship Program. This program will help fund various education and feeding programs for up to 230 vulnerable children. Now, what makes the Global Fingerprint different from other child sponsorship programs is that it provides a pathway for us to be connected to a local church and to have the vision of planting churches. And so here is a video to introduce Global Fingerprint, and let's take a look at this video.
Global Fingerprints is the child sponsorship ministry of the Evangelical Free Church of America. In locations where poverty, corruption, conflict, and other social challenges impact communities and limit access to the gospel, Global Fingerprints and international partners work together to meet the physical, emotional, and spiritual needs of vulnerable children. But sponsorship through Global Fingerprints does more than simply meet the needs of children. Sponsorship builds the church. Global Fingerprints lives out the EFCA's mission to glorify God by multiplying transformational churches among all people. In partnership with international ministry leaders in communities where children need support, Global Fingerprints helps revitalize, strengthen, and plant gospel-centered churches, providing pathways to share the good news of Jesus and provide holistic care for the vulnerable. From discipleship and education to regular wellness checks and more, children receive support that deepens their understanding of God's love and connects them to a local church. All of this happens because faithful and generous people give monthly to sponsor children. Global Fingerprints offers a meaningful way for individuals, families, small groups, and churches to make a tangible difference in the lives of children, local churches, and their communities.
Eastern Samar is one of the poorest provinces in the Philippines. Many families live below the poverty line and cannot afford food, let alone uniforms, supplies, or fees to go to school. The area experiences frequent typhoons, which destroy homes, schools, and livelihoods. In response to a typhoon in 2013, Reach Global Crisis Response, Covenant EFC, and many other partners began to help equip church planters to spread the gospel and plant churches throughout Eastern Samar. In 2024, Global Fingerprints began partnering with this network to help them reach new communities. By sponsoring a child, you are helping to open hearts in unreached communities and creating opportunities for new church plants. Transform lives and build the church by sponsoring children through Global Fingerprints.
Transform lives and build the church. We praise God that 13 covenanters have already committed to sponsor 13 children in Eastern Samar. And one of them is a couple. Praise God, yes, we have 230, way to go. We have a couple, Janet and Charles, and they are one of those 13 who have begun building a friendship with a young girl, Natasha, not her real name. And they have begun corresponding with Natasha, and they're even planning to go on a mission trip next year to Eastern Samar. You know, to Charles and Janet, they see this as a blessing, that they get to love a vulnerable child. To Natasha, I believe it would mean so much for her to know that someone cares for her. This someone who doesn't even know her and yet cares for her. And we long for that day, and we pray for that day to come, that Natasha herself will come to know of this Jesus who loves her. Can this be that one person? Can this be the Natasha that God is calling us to reach, to love, and to care? We are calling covenanters, whether as individuals, CGs, or families, to invest in the discipleship of the entire Eastern Samar region through financial sponsorship, prayers, or even to go on a mission trip next year to this place. And our prayer is that every of these 230 children would be sponsored by the end of Missions Month, which is this Sunday and next Sunday. Will you turn to someone and say, let's consider? I was very encouraged because after the first service, I have a few who came forward and said, I'm going down now to check it out. I'm going to ask questions. Praise God and thank God for them. For those of us who are really seriously thinking about it, exploring the possibility, this is a QR code that you can scan, and it's a very important QR code. So can I invite all of you here in the sanctuary, and even those of us online, you can take out your phone, take a photo of this, or even scan the QR code. Because in it, there will be information about, if I were to sponsor one, what will be some of the information. There is also an FAQ that you can look through more thoroughly before deciding. And there is also an info session where you get to meet some of these who are already sponsoring to have questions answered. In addition, at the foyer today, we have a team that flew all the way from Reach Global, the Global Fingerprint team, who's going to be at the foyer for you to ask all the questions that you're going to ask. But I think more importantly, it's not just to ask questions, but it's to ask the Lord, what is that one action that you want me to take after today? For each one can reach one as we follow after Christ. We all can lead one. Reach the one person by going to who Jesus reaches and follow what he does. Who would be that one person that Jesus could be leading you to reach and to love? Let me share this story to bring the sermon to a close. Mr. Das Dipto and his colleague were cleaning their boom lift, or they call spider lift, where passersby told them that they saw a boy standing on the third floor kitchen ledge in one of the HDB blocks. When Mr. Dipto saw the boy, he said in the news report, all he was thinking is in his mind was, I must save him. So he took hold of the spider lift, went onto it, and then he adjusted it to be close enough to reach the boy. And so with one hand around the boy and the other one maneuvering the crane, he brought the boy to safety. In the same news report, Mr. Dipto said he felt like Spider-Man. Well, he was definitely a very brave Spider-Man, right? But that day, more than being Spider-Man, Mr. Dipto has literally reached out to that one boy and has literally saved his life. That none should perish is the heart cry of our God. That none of the 3 billion people who haven't heard about the name of Jesus, none of them should perish. That is the heart cry of our God. And that is why he sent his son Jesus, whose heart cry is, I must save him, I must save him. And that led him to the cross. That is Jesus' mission. To be the good news. To proclaim the good news. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And Jesus exemplifies for us who he reaches to the down and out, to the marginalized, and to the lost. And we are to continue his mission, where we likewise therefore go to who Jesus reaches out, where we likewise go and preach the good news. Who is that one person that God will lead you to reach? Jesus began his missions declaring, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me. The same Spirit who is upon Jesus is the same Spirit who's upon the disciples who went forth to preach the Gospels in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. we too have the same Spirit upon us, who will enable us, even if it means coming out of our comfort zone, to go to that one person, the marginalized, the homeless, the displaced, the forgotten, the lost, the rejected, the lowest strata in our society, the Natashas waiting for the hope to reach them. We have the same Spirit who is upon us, who will empower us to preach the gospel. He will show us how. He only calls for obedience. Today, church, my fellow brothers and sisters, do we sense that urgency? I must save him. I must save him. Today, will we say to our Lord Jesus, the Lord of the harvest, the God who is so compassionate, and say to him, I will reach that one person so that none should perish. Much has been said, stories we have heard. But what are we hearing God saying to us? This moment, I'm just going to encourage all of us, let's remain seated and allow the worship team to minister to us the bridge of this song, Hosanna, and to allow the Lord to speak to us.
Heal my heart and make it clean. Open up my eyes to the things unseen. Show me how to love like you.
Stories that you've heard earlier on that are just coming through your mind. But the word says, show me how to love like you have loved me. Break my heart for what breaks yours. And everything I am for your kingdom cause. What does it mean when we say, break my heart for what breaks yours? What does it mean to say that everything I have and I am for your kingdom's cause? Today, brothers and sisters, let's not just sing it, but let's live it out. That indeed, God, break my heart for what breaks yours. Everything that I have and I am, let it be for your kingdom cause. Let this be this response and our prayer. What is God calling us to respond to? Could it be to take that first step? To ask God to open our eyes to look around and to see. And to see with His love and His compassion. And then to ask God, lead me to that one person that I may love, that I may care for? Could it be to sponsor a child, a Natasha, to be that channel of blessing to these 230 vulnerable children in Eastern Samar? We don't know them, it's true, but Jesus knows them. And Jesus is calling us today, will you be my conduit to go and show these many Natashas that I love them? Will you be one of those who will go and reach out to that one child, that one person, because they need to know of this Jesus? Whatever God could be saying to us today, will we be the church that will indeed go as Jesus reaches and follow as Jesus does? For one can reach one. As we follow after Christ, that we can all lead one to reach that one person so that none should perish. Let us close in prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you first for coming to save us. Thank you first for coming and redeem us. That today we indeed have a story to tell. A story to tell to the world that Jesus, you have come to seek and save the lost. That this message remains, it will never change until none should perish. Today, Jesus, you have exemplified for us what it means to go and reach out to the lost, the least and the last. Father, forgive us that we have failed to see as you would see, because so often we were so preoccupied with the things that we want to see. Today, God, we pray, open our eyes and to look around and to see as you want us to see, and to go to who you want us to go, and to do as you call us to do. Father, we want to be, Father, that light. We want to be that feet and hands for you. We want to follow your footsteps to preach the gospel to the ones who have often been neglected. Indeed, open our eyes to see. Fill our hearts with your love. And when you call us to go and reach that one person, that we will not hesitate, but that we will go forth because we know that we will be empowered by your Spirit. Make us therefore to be the church that will demonstrate your love. Make us to be your hands and feet, whether it is here in Singapore or into the countries, into the nations, that we may reach these ones who are so close to your heart, so that indeed, as we learn to reach out to that one person, none should perish. Father, this is our prayer. Would you answer it and show us, help us to go and reach that one person. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we rise and sing the song Hosanna as our response to God?
We're glad you had spent some time listening to God's Word, and we hope that the message has ministered to you. You can visit us at www.cefc.org.sg for more sermon titles. God bless you in your spiritual pilgrimage ahead.